to Strings 2001 on behalf of the organizing committee. It's been said that string theory is a piece of 21st century physics that fell by accident into the 20th century, and we string theorists are lucky that we got the chance to work on it. Now it is the 21st century, and in the first year of the new century, we are very happy that the first conference in string theory is taking place in India, here in Mumbai. The last time we counted, there are about over 300 participants who are coming to this conference. And many of you have traveled almost halfway across the globe. And as organizers, it's a great feeling to receive such a tremendous response. 2 years ago, when we started to think about holding this conference in India, this idea was supported very enthusiastically by some of our distinguished colleagues in the audience. But this organization itself became possible only as a collaborative effort between TIFR and various institutions in India and abroad. Of course, the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research has been one of the main contributors, both in terms of funding and all other resources. So before we begin our first session, I would like to invite the director of the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, Professor Sudhanshu Jha, to say a few words.
Distinguished participants of this international conference, Strings 2001, other invited guests, ladies and gentlemen. It is really a great honor and privilege for me to welcome all of you to this institute, the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, for this international conference on Strings 2001. We are very happy that you have chosen India for this conference this time, this year, and particularly you have chosen TIFR for this purpose in Mumbai. At TIFR, right from the beginning, we have been able to start and develop a strong group in string theory, and we feel that it is a good thing that we are having this conference after a sort of lapse of several years of that development. In fact, there are many other places now in the country where people are interested and have started research groups in string theory and related areas. And some of those groups are being, in fact, manned by members who have shifted from Tata Institute of Fundamental Research. We are glad that in this conference, most of the practitioners, active practitioners of this field and related developments in theoretical physics are here. They have been able to come here, and we welcome you here again. As you know, in the beginning, people were somewhat skeptical about this field theory, about the string theory. And the major criticism was that it is trying to do too much. It is too ambitious to unify all the forces, all the interactions, and so on and so on. And in fact, if you look at that way, in that sense, physics itself is very ambitious. If you look at physics itself, it wants to have a understanding, a real understanding of all natural phenomena, all physical processes which are taking place in the universe, from the origin of the universe, the dynamical structure of the universe, how it developed, from the origin of life to the development of life, and without invoking the concept of God. So that is actually an ambitious thing to do. And as scientists, as physicists, we believe in that someday physics will definitely attain that aim. Nobody doubts, no one at least in this audience will doubt that. In the same sense, I think we shouldn't doubt that string theory or a successor theory related to it in some sense will come someday, and you will unify and give us a complete understanding as a theory of physics, which can be verified, which consequences of which can be verified experimentally. Already there are several developments, I don't want to talk about that. But before I conclude, I would like to say that in organizing such a conference, there are many, many organizations, people and so on involved, and their help are important. But I would like to congratulate and thank the coordinators of this conference, the three coordinators. I will not name them, all of you also, they are so famous that all of you know. And so I think we should give a hand to the coordinators of this conference. In conclusion, let me hope that you will have a very fruitful conference here and a wonderful time in Mumbai. Thank you.